You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are now listening to the J-Dub 561 Show. The J-Dub 561 Show. Playing the hottest Christian hip-hop, pop, and rock in the universe.
Yo, what is going on, you guys? It's J-Dub. You are listening to the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 FM WCNO. I am so excited to be here with you today. We have an amazing show, an amazing lineup, and a special interview with Goatee recording artist, Dove Award winning hip-hop rapper, Aaron Cole. That's right, Aaron Cole interview today. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be amazing. Plus, as always, we got some great music for you. So if you just tuned in, we play the hottest Christian hip-hop, pop, and R&B here in South Florida, reaching all the way from Melbourne to West Palm Beach. But before we start the show off, I got my man Aaron Cole here. Aaron Cole, can you kick the show off for us?
Yo, what's up? This your boy Aaron Cole. You're listening to the J-Dub 561 Show. Keep it locked.
Two up, two down. It's just the beginning. Hey, this is America. Yeah, this is America. Made it through all the tears, all the pain, through the years. This is America, ayy. Aha, aha. Yeah, I'm trying not to lose my mind. Eyes in the rear view all the time. See release for my life on the line. Instincts make me wanna just run. I'm tryna make it home to the moms. Tryna praise God with the rhymes. Run the light, ain't no need for a gun. One bad move and I'm done. Tryna keep calling me. Yeah, she adoring me. I don't wanna fall, and yeah, you a dog, but please do not talk to me. Yeah, I think about everything I did in life. I got love left and I ain't even right. A lot of things hard, but he saved my life. And I'm still right here. I'm praise on sight. Praise on sight, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really came from the mud, like, from the dirt, like. You don't feel me, bro. I be looking back like, this is a miracle. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is a miracle. Yeah, yeah. Ay, made it through all the tears, all the pain, through the gears. This is a miracle. Living took everything in me to stop. So much aggression I kept in a bottle. I had to get active just for it to pop. Everything I invest, if it perfect like Tetris, we stack any better, we buying the block. News VA, I'm talking for real, I seen for real, for real. Thinking back, I'm still stuck in the mind state. I could have been boosting the crime rate. My mama kept praying in broad day. Why would I care what y'all say? They say it's a miracle. These blessings keep coming hysterically. I praise through the storm cause he hear me. Yeah, know he hear me. She
miracles keep happening. I know these blessings, they be heaven sent. God making me a better man, yes. I ain't settling, oh. Miracles keep happening, they keep on. I know these blessings, they be heaven sent. God making me a better man, but I ain't settling, no, no, no.
This is a miracle. Yeah, this is a miracle. Tears, all the pain, through the gears. This is America. Ayy, aha, aha.
Hey, it's Bristol, baby.
Oh, regular, ayy. But the attacks are perpetual, ayy. Forbidden fruit seems so edible, ayy. You try resist like elliptical train. My mama told me it's spiritual, ayy. So I'm under armor like I'm Curry, look. You cannot bear with the boy, yeah. This is not the Jungle Book. Accuse me, no he would. I just covered by the blood.
Thinking about the way that they did you, serpent crushing like Valentine's Day. Sick with the mission, cross with the finish.
Don't try to slide in my DM. OJ Simpson with the defense. Leg of fire, saying knee in last weekend, but not today, say. Cool.
I think I know where he live, ayy. I think he in politics, ayy. I think you getting my drift, ayy. Yeah, I think he made the explore page. I seen him at my last court date. I'm asking Lord, give me more faith. It's cold in these streets like a North Face, ayy. Gotta keep my face north and I know my day short. So I stay woke, never days off. Cause evil never taking no days off. Roll there, big fella, don't try it. Get that cone on my face, you know I'm on a diet. And I'm treating all of your lie like United. That just ain't flying, not today, Satan.
Yeah, I know your ways. Already read all your plays. Yeah, I think I'm booked for tomorrow. Yeah, and today just ain't your day. Ay, ay, I see you feeding they hate. See the bodies that you take. We do not break, never no breaks. Building this place on top of your day. Come and see me body, ooh, my squad too deep. Got it covered like Newsweek. Kicking these fat like Bruce Lee. Yeah, in front of W's like UV. Sun gotta shine, Lord, you need. Hit him with the ooh. Cut my shit, don't let him fool ya. He bring up your past, boy, bring up his future. Yeah.
We not confused. Yeah. We not confused. We not confused.
Your name is racist, hatred graceless. All this racist traces straight to your engagement to face the natures. But on that day, you face the maker.
Back to day, say.
Hey, this at what's on that no flow. Hey, this at what's on that no flow. Don't know the sound, you ain't been to the O. And I'ma take it to the O.
Hey, what's all that no flow? Hey, yeah, I'm on the beat. High school, I rode a bus, but now I'm riding GMC. I ain't paid for it, but I prayed and pops gave me the key.
Now I ain't riding a foreign, but I get from A to B.
If you can wait, then your blessing coming, just be patient, G.
It take time, we plant a seed, going to a tree.
Hey, 2019, couldn't even make a beat.
Now it's 2020 and I'm dropping hits every week.
If you can't play it with the windows down, it ain't come for me.
I'm in Eden, so I don't need you to keep me company.
Like, how you feeling?
I feel lovely, another day for me. I'm from Florida where you sing clean and you show your teeth. I'm trying to tell them all about the peace so they don't keep the peace. Nah, homie, you don't need the glizzy, let the spirit speak. Home, turn me up some more, I don't think they hearing me. If you ain't G.O.D., then you don't really put no fear in me.
They be like, Kayla, how you gonna believe what you can't even see?
Well, I mean, you can't see the L, but every day you still gonna breathe.
Life ain't all about the Munyans and the cheddar cheese.
My heart was hollow like a Funyun until he rescued me.
Okay, I don't do the rah-rah or the gossip. Yeah, you my brother, you my sister, I only got one enemy. I'm laughing at you all, how I do my jig in victory.
I read the word, it's like loading the clip and then I spit the heat.
Now you ain't never read the script, but still gon' diss it when you speak.
Ain't nothing new, I guarantee I'll find a word for everything.
What's all in the flow? Yeah, I'm on the beat. High school, I rode a bus, but now I'm riding TLC. I ain't paid for it, but
but I prayed and pops gave me the key.
I ain't riding a foreign, but I get from A to B.
If you could wait, then your best will come and just be patient, G.
It take time when you plant a seed, going to a tree.
Hey, 2019, couldn't even make a beat.
Now it's 2020 and I'm dropping hits every week.
If you can't play it with the windows down, it ain't come from me.
I'm in Eden, so I don't need you to keep me company.
When we saying Yoda, I ain't talking Camry or Corolla.
Ever since Corona, please don't hit my phone, you can't come over.
If you ain't rocking with it, I just wipe the dirt up on my shoulder.
Foundation solid, you could keep me standing on a boulder.
I ain't lucky, I'm just really blessed, so I don't need the clothes.
In that life, you go through all our tests, I'm playing till it's over.
Had to throw away the old me, cause I ain't like the older. By now, you should know the flow where I'm from, cause I told you.
What's your Orlando flow? Yeah, I'm on the beat. High school, I rode a bus, but now I'm riding to your feet. I ain't paid for it, but I pray the pops gave me the key.
I ain't riding a foreign, but I get from A to B.
If you could wait, then your best will come and just be patient, G.
It take time when you plant a seed, going to a tree.
Hey, 2019, couldn't even make a beat.
Now it's 2020 and I'm dropping hits every week.
If you can't play it with the windows down, it ain't come from me.
I'm in Eden, so I don't need you to keep me company.
I'm from Florida where you sing clean, then you show your teeth.
Go ahead, show your teeth real quick. Go ahead, show your teeth.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight.
Don't worry,
it'll be alright.
Don't worry,
he will make your heavy light.
Don't worry at all, worry at all.
This love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me, don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight.
Don't worry,
it'll be alright.
Don't worry,
it will make your heavy light. Don't worry at all, worry at all. Love is always right on time. Right on time.
Rise up, get clean, throw them on like I'm aware of. Ain't got the shoulders for the burdens I'm bearing. Broke down and pulling over by the wayside. Was never made for this type of week, so I throw my hands up and my load gets lighter. I throw my hands up and then burn like fire. Float up to heaven like the smoke in the air. I flip my worries in the prayer, leave them right there.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight.
Don't worry,
it'll be alright.
Don't worry,
it will make your heavy light.
Don't worry at all, worry at all.
This love is always right on time.
Seen God's size. If you can see him through God's eyes, if you can only see him through God's eyes, yeah. I know you're probably seen God's size. If you can see him through God's eyes, yeah. He's right on time, right on time.
Just lay it down, it's not your fight.
Don't worry,
it'll be alright.
All right. Well, guys, I hope you are enjoying the music, enjoying the show. We got a great interview coming up with Aaron Cole in just a little bit. But right now is when I like to say thank you to everybody that's supporting the show and making this show possible. This is a listener-supported show, And you're helping us reach that next generation of young people that are going to influence our future. We're concerned about them. We love them. We're praying for them. And we want to reach them. So we're bringing this show to be relevant, to be to help, just to reach out to people. And we pray all the time that somebody will be tuning in and hear it, get attracted by the music, and stay for the message. So if you want to be a part of that, you want to help sponsor this show, and you be one of the listeners that support the J-Dub 561 show, there's a couple of real easy ways you can do that. One, you can go to my website, which is jdub561music.com. That's jdub561music.com, jdub561music.com, and you can click on the donate button there. You can actually donate on my website, or go to my Instagram page, and in the bio there is a link to donate to the show. The JDub 561 show is a 501c nonprofit, so it is tax deductible. Your donation is tax deductible, and I appreciate it. And as always, you can also donate directly to the radio show WCNO. Just make sure that you make a note it's for the JDub 561 show. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for everyone that made the first year possible. We're going into the new year, and we're kicking it off with a lot of great stuff, and I know God's going to open many, many, many doors. So thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. And again, you can contribute multiple ways, and we're going to keep this ball rolling. We're going to keep the music going, and coming up soon, interview with Goatee recording artist, Dove Award-winning artist, Aaron Cole, on the J-Dub 561 show. Keep it locked.
Hey, C, come out, bro. We about to hit the city. Let's go.
Moving through the city, got it from the dirty, dancing like I'm dirty. Ain't pretty, but we working.
Hey, fix the mic, turn the mic.
Huh? Moving through the city, got it from the dirty, dancing like I'm dirty. Ain't pretty, but we working. Nah, ain't pretty, but we working. Yeah. You know that we moving through the city, got it from the dirty, dancing like I'm dirty. Ain't pretty, but we working. Yeah, ain't pretty, but we working. Yeah, look. I've been working for the sun to shine. I ain't got a lot of time, all my homies dying. Dropping 40 on these links until it's 99. Matter of fact, word to Kobe, dropping 81. Going far as I wanna go, sticking to what I know. I might gain the whole world, but I will not lose my soul. Look at what he created, small beginnings to greatness. He can use anything from child dealers to the fattest. So we moving through the city, got it from the dirty, dancing like I'm dirty. Ain't pretty, but we working. Yeah, yeah, pretty, but we working. Oh, oh, oh. You know that we moving through the city, got it from the dirty, dancing like I'm dirty. Ain't pretty, but we working. Oh, pretty, but we working. Yeah, 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 yeah. We got it straight from the block, yeah. Pushing the rock, yeah. Virginia high made, lot of pain I wouldn't trade. Red VA like AI, but Edison 3 getting active. So don't talk about practice. You know the town about all the action. Ayy, yeah, yeah. Since I put God first, I've been winning every day. But when I'm riding down the street, I can't believe to the world I'm like they pray. Ay, ay, ay. RP, might I be, man, I don't know what to say. Ay, 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 ay. Yeah. But you know that we moving through the city. Got it from the gritty, dancing like I'm dirty. Ain't pretty, but we working, working. Pretty, working. Oh, oh, oh. You know that we moving through the city. Got it from the gritty, dancing like I'm dirty. Ain't pretty, but we working. Oh, pretty, but we working. Yeah.
My 15th birthday signed the truth. They steal me money and that's the truth. God was just teaching me how to wait on this time, cause I was rushing, trigger happy, thinking I'm losing my prime. I still remember the time I signed on the dotted line.
My mom just looked and she cried, even my aunt. We was in the kitchen, I'm thinking I'll pay it back. Fast forward, I ain't gave her a dime. It really messed with my mind, cause I be thinking like, if I dealt with my doubt and I was thinking right, or if I knew I was enough would save me sleepless nights. I'm really leaning on Jesus, I'm on my Lincoln Heights. It feel like Bristol nights, just dreaming about how we gon' feel like the plan. I'm only halfway there, feel like I just began. But I keep my head up, cause the kids watching. That's how it's been since me and Pops was out here driving a van. It's like
still
that.
Working, but it's worth it. Only brought me closer to my purpose. Yeah, I remember the times I was really stressing. That's why I thank the good Lord for every blessing. Cause it's been a long time, yeah. But I know,
on the other side, I can't complain at all. We're from Virginia High, the shows in Montreal's beginning to get involved. The shows turn to tours, the tours turn into more. Yeah, God been raining down, and when he rains, he pours. Way back when me and Rods was kicking freestyles. And shout out B-Wade, he always held the team down. They both got out the city, living dreams now. Maybe dudes back in the town really believe now. My sister on the way to getting a college degree. My other sister on the way to singing better than me. My parents living good, it's been a better year. And my girl sit by my side, she overcoming fear. If I ask me, I take it day by day. Life's good, a lot of getaways. Want me to give a ticket, this ain't a giveaway. I can't give you his favor, but I can show you the way.
Still working, but it's worth it. Only brought me closer to my purpose. Yeah, I remember the times I was really stressing. That's why I thank the good Lord for every blessing. Cause it's been a long time, yeah. But I know,
it's Bristol, baby.
Yeah. We straight from the veil, we keeping it real. The tomb is a city's walking for real. Yeah, I know. We straight from the veil, we keeping it real. The tomb is a city's walking for real. I just been walking on water. I still believe in the Father, no Gucci, no Prada. We straight from the bottom, like life for the gutter. Like when it was cluttered, just trusting your brothers and not to be ready. You getting that cheddar, it's now or it's never. Hold up. I need me to spaz like that ahead. It's harder than real fast. Time we going light back to back to back to back. We under attack and it's getting bad. Cause I've been losing sleep. He's testing me. Like, listen, son, and it's really me. I done made you free. Don't rest in peace, just rest in me. Now you'll see there is freedom when you're into me. Your enemy will bow down to me. Straight from the veil, we keeping it real. The tomb is a city's walking for real. Yeah, I know. We straight from the veil, we keeping it real. The tomb is a city's walking for real.
I'm from here all to my city. Down here, the young folks so lit. T made me go, but we bought them souls. TTG trying to go get them. Love them, but never condemn them. Jesus came just to forgive them. We dip them in blood and cover them in love. Holy Spirit, come and seal them. Let your spirit come within them. Like a temple, you can feel them. Devil try, but never end them. So in the end, man, we win then. So catch us on the block, rapping Christ, blowing up the whole spot. You raw still, and I know you kill, but can't do it on our watch.
We keeping it real, the tomb is a city's walking for real. Yeah, I know. We straight from the veil, we keeping it real. The tomb is a city's
straight from the veil. I refuse to be still, I refuse to be quiet. Holy Ghost level, no turning my time, and let's start a ride. Cause I know the truth, I got young truth. Turn up the youth, I set them loose. My mama's cooking, sprinkle it on me. Teflon pan, the devil came home in my game. Gang, the danger, the darkness. Bang, bang, the light is sparkling. We are the light, house on the hill. He is the lamb that you couldn't kill. We are the light, house on the hill. We keep it rolling by doing his will. I know the one that created the earth. I got that word.
We straight from the veil, we keeping it real. The tomb is a city's walking for real. Yeah, I know. We straight from the veil, we keeping it real. The tomb is a city's walking for real. We keeping it real. The tomb is a city's walking for real. Yeah, I know. We straight from the veil, we keeping it real. The tomb is a city's walking for real.
Becoming what we behold.
Everybody wants to find their purpose. Everybody wants something more. Cause if I'm gonna be more of anything, I just wanna be more like you. If I'm gonna be more of anything, I just wanna be more like you. If I'm giving my all to anything, I'm giving my all to you. If I'm gonna be more of anything, I just wanna be more like you. Everybody's gonna worship something, but there's only one name I choose. So if you're looking for a life to move in, oh, here I am, Lord, I'm making room. If I'm gonna be more of anything, I just wanna be more like you. If I'm gonna be more of anything, I just wanna be more like you. If I'm giving my all to anything, I'm giving my all to you. If I'm gonna be more of anything, I just wanna be more like you. You're given. I am changed by your spirit. Peace, joy, love that you're given. I am changed by your spirit. Peace, joy, love that you're given. I am changed by your spirit. Peace, joy, love that you're given. I am changed by your spirit.
What's going on? It's your boy JDub561. I am here in Virginia. Bristol, Virginia?
Yeah, Bristol.
Bristol, Virginia.
Pull it to Bristol.
With your boy, Mr. Goatee Records, Mr. Miracle. I know you guys love the song Miracle, but playing it on the show. I'm right here right now with Aaron Cole. So glad to have him on the show. Aaron, how you doing, brother?
Good, man. Good, man. Thanks for having me on.
No. Thank you for being on today. And this is South Florida, but we're in freezing Virginia. I don't think, like, what is it, like 30 out right now?
Yeah, it's that cold out here. Yeah, for sure.
It's crazy. For sure. But Aaron, so your new music has been coming out, has been amazing. Yeah. For people that are listening right now that don't know who Aaron Cole is, can you just give them a little bit who you are, what kind of music you do, what label you're with, and just a little bit about you?
Yeah, Aaron Cole. I started rapping when I was three. And I started singing when
I was three. Wait a minute. He just said he started rapping when he was 3 years old. Now that's amazing. I'm sorry I had to interrupt you, but
no, you're good.
How did you start rapping at 3 years old? Obviously influenced from
So my pops had a studio back in Bristol.
So y'all from Bristol?
Yeah, I was born in Marion, Virginia. My mom is from Chihuahua, Virginia.
Okay.
So Marion is like the closest hospital to Chihuahua. So I was born there, but I'm born and raised here in Bristol. So yeah.
Bristol for life.
Yeah, for life.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what's up. So your dad has a studio now. Is your dad a rapper?
Nah, he was just like producing and you know what I'm saying? I think he did a little bit, but he was really he always wanted to be behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? So he was just producing, engineering, like recording us and stuff like that. But I mean, at that time it was just other people were coming in and out of the studio. And so my uncle was a Christian rapper. And he he like had his own albums and stuff like that, just okay. in the area and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I just made sure I was in every one of his sessions. And so
okay.
As I was in his sessions, like I started mocking his lyrics, mocking his verses, mm-hmm. rapping his verses back to him, and they just started to like recognize my pops and my moms, and they wrote my first rap. It was like Jesus Is the Rock. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
And how old were you at Jesus Is the Rock?
That was 3, 4.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. That's when I was 3 when they like wrote me in, and it came out when I was like 4. So. You know what I'm saying? In the little areas or whatever. So yeah, I was doing that for a minute. When I turned 7, my uncle was writing on my stuff at the time. So
okay.
again, my pops was just like recording me, engineering.
Yeah.
Whatever. And when I say recording engineer, I'm talking about like it was this software that we used called Hip Hop EJ 4.
Okay. Whatever it takes, right?
Yeah. And then we had this church mic. So our group, my granddad was a pastor. We had a mic from the church that we took from.
Whatever it takes, baby.
Yeah,
come on.
Put it on the mic stand.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't had no headphones. We ain't have.
Come on.
It was just out loud.
You got tons of hiss, probably.
Yeah. Ton of hiss. You know what I'm saying? You can hear the beat through the mic.
Yeah.
All that. So, yeah. So, my uncle was writing my stuff. When I turned like 7 or 8, he moved away. He had twin boys. So he got married. He had twin boys. And so he just kind of like stepped back. And so that just caused me to be a regular kid because he was writing my stuff. I didn't really know how to write. And you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
People were going crazy. So I was just chilling. So I was a regular kid. I kind of did some shows here and there. But then when I turned 12, that's about middle school time. That's when I like got a relationship with God for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like
before that, it was just kind of like I was in church.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Grew up in church, all that. But I got a relationship with God for myself. And that's when I figured out, like, man, this is my calling. This is what I want to do with my life. And so I took that to my pops, and he was just like, man, just know if you want to do this, you can't do what everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So from that day forward, you know what I'm saying? He was just telling me, like, I can't be doing this. I got to be working on what I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Can you focus?
So I had a lot of sacrifices. I had a lot of whatever. You know, and I called my uncle. I was like, yo, this is what I want to do. He taught me how to write a little bit, and I just kind of took it from there, like watching stuff,
nice.
Watching documentaries, and just studying on, you know what I'm saying, what I needed to do to get to the next level and make it in this thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was doing stuff. I was kind of, people knew me in the area, like in the surrounding areas, but I wasn't popping that much at all.
And we're talking about 12 years old, right?
12 years old. 12,
give me. Anyway, okay, so 12 years old. 12 years old, and you come into your own, you're at this place like, yo, you know, I believe in God, I'm going to follow him, and you're feeling a calling for this rap thing.
Yeah.
So what happens then?
Yeah, so I like I said, I'm making some noise in the area.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't have any connections like that. Like, I didn't have people in the industry like a lot of people have. Like, I didn't have an uncle that used to be cool, 50 Cent. Like, I ain't had none of that. You know what I'm saying? We was just got it out the mud. And so just grinding. And I was grinding for years and years and years, just, you know what I'm saying, head down working. And then when I was like 14, these two other rappers in the area, I started going to this new studio. So by this time, I went to this new studio,
sure.
more professional, you know what
okay,
I'm saying,
yep.
engineer.
Stepping it up.
Yeah. He know how to mix a little bit, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to Tim Youngs.
Shout out to Tim. Good job on that mix, Tim. I got you.
Yeah, so I'm going to him. He got like, man, this is on fire. But he got some other dudes that kind of record with him. He like, man, I got, you know what I'm saying, these dudes, they want to meet you. Like, next time you come through, I'm like, all right, bet, say less, you know what I'm saying? So I meet him or whatever, we chop it up. And I think at this point, I was just kind of like looking for people that I could almost relate to,
okay.
you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm in school, like, in Bristol, it's not really known for making it out, you know?
Yeah.
Like people just go to high school, they might go to college, and if they go to college, they come back, they get a job, and it's whatever. Like, that's dude that used to be cool in basketball, that's dude that, you know what I'm saying, was nice on the football team. Oh, I remember when he was this, you know what I'm saying, you see him at Walmart, that kind of thing. Like, that's Bristol.
Yep.
So they're not really used to people making it out and seeing people on TV and all that stuff, so I'm just kind of looking for somebody to relate to. So I remember me and my pops was like, man, let's put them on songs, like, let's take them on the road. So when I was 14, my pops put together like this promotional tour. So when I say tour, I'm not talking about, you know, tour bus, I'm not talking about that.
But a circuit.
Yeah.
So lining up shows.
Yeah, so
grinding it out.
Yeah, so what he would do is, he would even call churches. He'll put up an ad on Fiverr or like, yo, I have this Christian hip-hop artist looking for to, you know what I'm saying, minister at your church.
Mm-hmm.
The Christian rap, boom, 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 like, call him. And so people be like, yeah, you can come. It was love offerings. It was nothing.
Yeah.
It was, you know what I'm saying? So we put that together. So the first few dates, you know what I'm saying, we doing like a regular show. So one of the guys went first. The next guy went second, and then I went last.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of like came up and did a song with me at the end that we got together and stuff. And I think it was like the third or fourth show. I think we were at the Boys and Girls Club. We was at some Boys and Girls Club, I think in North Carolina. And they were like, man, we really don't got a lot of time because the kids got to go, whatever. So can y'all like all rock together? Like on the same thing, kind of just help each other with songs, whatever. Because we don't have time to do this, set, this,
oh,
and this.
Yeah, yeah, big show.
So we're like, cool, yeah, for sure. So we do that. We rocking together, whatever. One of the dudes get off stage. And we all in the van. Again, we in a minivan, blue minivan. You
yeah,
know what
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No air conditioning type vibe.
Nice.
He's like, man, I think we should be a group. That was kind of fire.
Okay.
Everybody like, nah, like, I'm not trying to be in no boy band. Like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to, nah. So, next show, they kind of want the same thing. Like, you really don't got a lot of time.
Okay.
Just that and the other. So we made that kind of like a thing for the tour. Like, we just gonna rock together, but like, we gonna help each other with each other's songs and stuff like that. And
how many guys?
It was just three of us.
Three.
Yeah.
That's not a big number. It's
not
too big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Three of us. And then we had one dude that was a comedian.
Okay.
Yeah, so he opened up the show. Like,
gotcha. Set it up.
Yeah. So by like the 56th show, the second dude was like, man, it would be fire to do like a group. I'm still like, nah, like I got my own thing. I'm working on my own album at this time. Like, I'm like, nah. Couple more shows. My pops. Man, group.
He's pushing the group thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, I'm thinking about it more because it's my pops and I'm still
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nah. So yeah. We get all the way off the tour. Like, we off the tour, we go back home. You know what I'm saying? Pops was like, man, I think we really should do this little group thing. So I'm like, I pray about it. I'm like, all right, bet. And one thing my dad always taught me and just how I am, like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to put my all into it. So I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm doing a group, but I'm hoping my little side stuff pop off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm in the group. Like,
yeah,
it's what
all
it is.
In.
Yeah. So I was almost done with my album. I literally was like, yo, here's my album. Like, whatever. Like, we want to use from it, we can use, like, whatever, like, be open. We ended up basically using my whole album, and they just put verses on it.
Okay.
So.
They stole your album.
basically.
Gave you junk, man.
It's like, hey, man, here. We added a couple songs, like, they had a couple songs, whatever, but majority of it, I was just like, man, here's my album. I've been working on these songs. They put verses on it.
Right,
cool. You know what I'm saying? But at this time, I'm
hey,
like,
whatever, it'll work.
Yeah, it's the group, whatever.
Yeah.
So we doing some shows in the area, like, again, like, making noise in the area, all that. And it gets towards the end, man, and we just started recognizing, like, the hunger wasn't the same. Like,
yeah.
What they wanted and what I wanted was not the same thing. Excuse me. And so it was just one time, like, We had weekly calls, which I still kind of keep up with, like, my management team, all that. Just weekly calls, checking in, what we got to do, all that stuff. And one of the guys was like, man, I can't make the call. And he's like, man, all right, but what's up? Like, everything good? Like, nah, I got invited to play some basketball with one of my friends. He's like, what?
This dude said, I got to play some b-ball.
What are we talking about? You know what I'm saying? So,
oh my god,
that was just one. That was just like the first straw.
Yeah, bro. That's
so
a big
it was call. Just a, yeah, it was just a bunch of stuff that just happened. I was just like, man, we was getting in the fights, like. And I remember my pops called me into the living room. He was just like, man, I need you to go in your room and write me a hit. You know what I'm saying? What does that mean to a 15 year old? I'm 15
yeah,
at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so I wrote this song called 15 is a New 15, and I put out an EP with that.
What year was that?
2014.
2014, okay.
Yeah. 15 is the new 15. And that's actually the CD that Toby ended up hearing.
So okay.
We put that out.
How many joints on that project?
It was just like 6 or 7.
Okay.
It was an EP.
Okay.
But it was just kind of like, the song was just kind of like me just going in, like.
Okay,
like,
better up.
Rapping, going crazy, calling people out. Like, I was going crazy. Like, I was going in.
Check it out.
Yeah. Nah, don't check it out. Don't check it out.
He said don't check it out. Okay.
Yeah, don't check it out.
I feel you. I got some little projects too, but I'm like, don't check it out. Don't check
it out. If you listen to anything from me, listen to it.
Okay, the new stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cold season on. So okay. From right on time on, you can listen
to it. All right.
But nah, put that out. That's what Toby heard. So there was this guy, shout out Chris Crockett. He's friends with Toby. He's been friends with Toby for a minute, like, and he always been friends with my pops.
Okay.
And my pops would be like giving him my stuff and be like, yeah, I'm gonna give it to Toby, but you know what I'm saying, never will. Like, we wasn't that close with Chris like that, so he like, whatever.
Yeah.
So we got this place here called Bella's Pizza. I kinda always come to him when I come home now.
Okay, pass it up.
It's like this genre. We get these pizza muffins. It goes crazy.
Okay.
So, boom.
Shout out to Bella.
Before you leave, Bella's Pizza.
Bella's Pizza.
Before you leave, go get that genre.
Pizza muffins?
Oh, God. Pizza muffins.
Okay, all right. Check it out. Bella, I'm coming for you.
So, we was there. He was there. Chris. You know what I'm saying? Me and my pops was there. Chris. I gave him my CD. He's like, man, I'm gonna get to Toby. He's like, whatever. Next day, he was in the car with Toby. Toby heard it in the CD player. He was like, oh, who is this? He's like, oh, this is my friend, son, Aaron. I remember Chris called my pops. I'll never forget. We was in Chicago. I think we went to Chicago the next day for a show. We was in Chicago. We was in Burlington Coat Factory. Pops get a call. He talking on the phone. And if you know my pops, like, he got this, like, this big old smile on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just talking. And I was just like, man, who's this man talking to? Get off the phone. He was like, that was Chris. He was with Toby Mac. You know what I'm saying? He wants you to come out to Tennessee and meet him. And at this time, like, I grew up on Kirk Franklin. I grew up on Frank Hammond.
Sure.
I don't know who Toby is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I had no idea. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, no idea who Toby was.
That's crazy.
So I'm like, cool, you know what I'm saying? Because somebody want to sign me, but I'm like, I don't really know who you are. You know what I'm saying? So, I go home, I look him up, I'm like, okay, I know what's up.
I think, got a couple things.
Yeah, I watched the DC Talk. It was like a movie that was on YouTube or something.
Okay.
Like that. I told Toby about this too. Like, it was like a movie. I think I saw it. But still, I'm just kind of like, I'm not that familiar because I didn't grow up on it. So we go to Tennessee, got this show, and it's like a golf camp. And so when I walk in the doors, and it's like I said, it's like a golf camp. So people walking around or whatever, walk in, Toby right there. I say, what's up, and I just keep it moving. Because I don't even recognize him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's up? Keep it moving. And so ended up being like, oh, snap. So we ended up, you know what I'm saying, helping stuff for the show, all that stuff. I'm thinking about it's about to be a red carpet laid out for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm helping set up speakers and all kinds of stuff.
That's good stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro. Yeah,
for sure. For sure. Watch the show. End of the show, we go to like the green room, and he just said he want to chop it up with me. So we chopping it up, we talking, going back, he hearing my story and all that. And he was just like, man, I just had this thing where I don't put out artists until they're 18.
Mm.
So again, I'm 15 at the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, I'm ready now. Like, nah.
Yeah.
Like him, my pops, pleading with Casey, like, nah, I'm ready now. Like, man, I just had this thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
Can't do it. You gotta live some life a little bit. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to be in talks, like, whatever. So I'm like, all right, so at this point, I have a couple labels on the board. So
mm-hmm.
A couple labels like hitting me up and stuff like that. And so I remember we went to the room and we just kind of talked about it. And I was like, man, I don't know. Like, I'm ready now, whatever. So I ended up signing this deal. Didn't work out. Lasted like a year. We won't even get into that. But then at the end of that, we was trying to get out of it. We talked to getting out of it until we called back. It's like.
So now you're what, 16 or 17?
I'm about to turn 16, so it's like,
okay.
It's almost a year later.
Okay.
Almost, you know what I'm saying? And Toby comes back, he's like, man, I still wanna, you know what I'm saying, talk, whatever. And my pops is like, well, we're getting out of the situation, you know what I'm saying? Toby's like, we'll finish that, coming to Nashville, and just meet again. And so when that happens, I meet him.
Mm-hmm.
and I ended up signing.
So, at 16.
Yeah, so he put me through an artist development process and all that type of stuff, and I ended up coming out right on time when I was 18.
So the project came out when you're 18?
The Right On Time came out when I was 18.
Alright, so you went through artist development from 16 to that point in time, obviously recording and everything.
Yeah, I was recording, I was doing shows because I had my own buzz. Like, I wasn't like some of his other artists
that he signed.
Like, they kind of, you know what I'm saying? Nobody kind of knew him. They didn't know how to record. They just sing a song, whatever.
Yeah.
He was in love with the talent. He signed him. But this, I kind of like put out stuff, all that stuff. So he was like, yeah, you can do your thing. Like, you can drop some things. You can, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, just far as goatee. Like, when we put you out, like, we want to make sure everything is right. Like,
yeah.
One thing my dad said today, like, they said, we're not machine gun shooters, we're sharpshooters.
Yeah.
Like,
that's good.
Make sure everything's right. So yeah, Right On Time came out when I was 18. Pretty much the rest is history. Like, that's when
It just took off from there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Let me ask you this. So, you know, I've seen you perform, and you're a great artist and very charismatic on stage. And recording and performing, you know, obviously you're communicating the gospel. What's some other ways besides the performing aspect of your life that you minister?
Yeah. I mean, one, I would say I just, my local church.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got involved in my local church, in Nashville. It's a church plant too, so it's like we just building up.
Yeah, a lot of work like to do.
Yeah. So that's one way for sure. And I think kind of the other way is just relationships and being in, like, and intentional with the people that I have in my circle. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
The people that I can be a blessing to that is just my average friends. You know what I'm saying? They don't got no music career going on. They just got a job. Good people, whatever. It's like, man, I make sure I like tend to them and be whatever I can to them. So.
Yeah. No, that was good. And we're at this conference right now. So shout out to Kelly Cole and the Locked In Conference. It was an amazing conference. But at the conference, you shared something about serving people. And I thought that was pretty powerful. If you could maybe just share with our audience a little bit what you think it means to serve others and why you feel that's important.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people just in life like kind of mistake what it's about, you know, what life is about.
Okay.
Of it being about us.
Like, yes.
Really, my music and stuff like that, like, I got to do a lot of things to tend to feel. I got to do a lot of things to, you know what I'm saying, get me to that point, whatever, to get my music more heard. But it's really, at the end of the day, not about me. Like, it's about the people that connect to it, the people that I can impact, you know what I'm saying? And that's the real flex of, like, impacting people's lives. And so I think just serving others and being intentional with others really makes a huge difference in your impact in your life. It's like, people can think I have a dope song, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if nothing is impacting their life and touching them,
that's what's up.
Which is another equal word for just serving them.
Yes. That's so good.
Yeah.
Aaron, you got a lot of music coming out. You're sharing with me. I don't know if I can share with the audience what we talked about earlier about your release.
I'm keeping it
down low. Okay. But it's going to be good. There's some stuff. It's going to be crazy. Yeah. You're not going to miss it. We got Miracle. Two Up, Two Down is the project. Make sure you check it out. I'm here with Aaron Cole, Goatee Records recording artist. And is there anything else you want to say to our audience before we leave them?
Nah, man. Stay connected with me, man. Keep going after your dreams. And thank you, bro.
No doubt. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. And definitely get connected. Connect with him on Instagram, Facebook, or wherever you connect, Twitter, and all that stuff. God bless you guys. Aaron, thank you for being on the show.
Yes, sir.
And as always, thank you guys for listening. God bless. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Yeah, I gotta keep looking up. Every time I think my struggle over, it just keep thicking up. All this pressure weighing on me, I just can't handle it. Yeah. Oh my God, I just can't handle it. Tell me how I'm supposed to be a better man. When they lying to me, then they shake my hand. Where I come from, we cut them off, that's the end.
But you telling me forgive just like you did, yeah, yeah. Last month I got on Twitter, check my DM, got a text. Was my homie from Virginia, said I'm proud to meet you next. Man, that's all I ever wanted, told me stay up and be blessed. But just a week later, he got shot down, man, I'm stressed. All this hate up in my heart, everything falling apart. This not how I'm supposed to be, help me be who you made me. Yeah, I know what I gotta do. I just gotta get right with you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Every day I fall in true. But you know ain't nothing new. Cause I've been working on my troubles. Yeah, you know that it's a struggle. Please be patient with me. Cause every day I fall in true. But I'ma flex when I make it through. Cause I've been working on my troubles. Yeah, you know that it's a struggle. Please be patient with me. Yeah. Please be patient with me, yeah. Please be patient with me, nah, 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 yeah. Please be patient with me, yeah. Please be patient with me, nah, nah, nah. Yeah, they looking up to me, but I'm winking it. And I just gotta let them know it's you, that's all it is. Ain't got no problems, cause you got me. When you got me, they can't stop me. Lord, just keep me in your promise. Keep me humble, please don't drop me. Yeah, don't drop me, I can't get right. Need your mercy all the time. Work your magic like you Tracy in this prime. God, I need you. Cause I'm just tryna get right with you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Every day I fall in true. But you know ain't nothing new. Cause I've been working on my troubles. Yeah, you know that it's a struggle. Please be patient with me. Cause every day I fall in true. But I'ma flex when I make it through. Cause I've been working on my troubles. Yeah, you know that it's a struggle. Please be patient with me. Yeah. He ain't throw with me. Please be patient with me. He ain't throw with me. No, 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 no. Don't fret. My God ain't through with me yet. Leaning on him, I'ma be my best. He ain't throw with me. No, 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 no. Yeah. Every day I fall in true. You know ain't nothing new. Cause I've been working on my troubles. Yeah, you know that it's a struggle. Please be patient with me. Cause every day I fall in true. But I'ma flex when I make it through. Cause I've been working on my troubles. Yeah, you know that it's a struggle. Please be patient with me. Yeah. Please be patient with me. Please be patient with me. Nah, nah, nah. Please be patient with me. Please be patient with me. Nah, 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 nah. Please be patient with me. Please be patient with me. Nah, 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 nah. Please be patient with me. Please be patient with me. Nah, nah, nah.
Anything you want, you know I got it. Cameras on me. Anywhere I walk, you know they shot it. What it's gonna be? All up in my grill, cause you know I'm talking. I'll make you feel any way that you want it. Shine like diamonds, cause you know I'm flawless. Gucci, I got Prada, Balenciaga on my feet. Can't hear when you're talking. All this money next to me. Is this the life that I'm living? Caught up in sin and think I need someone to fill up these feelings.
high life, thought I was living that. They say this round world is really running flat. Hillary, Jane, Clinton, presidential flag, broke top, all exclusive, VIP package. Sin is the trend, I'm all in. Chasing the wind for the win, when my conscience became conscious. Got me feeling light.
Goodness, so that's it, guys. One more time, I hate in and out the show, makes me want to cry every single time, but we got to do it. So we will be back next week. Until then, stay in God's word, stay in prayer, and share the gospel with somebody. Love you guys. God bless. Peace.
Wherever I go.